everybody assumes the reason why is because they are so deeply committed to abortion on demand that they don't want to risk anything that would hurt that sacred belief that they hold. So if you don't cover it, then you don't have to answer tough questions. But I also think there might be an element of racism involved here. All of the victims were Black, and I wonder if the victims were white, like they were in Sandy Hook. Most of the victims were white, I think, if we'd be seeing different coverage. I think that it doesn't fit into any of the narratives that we like to have for stories like this. The standard narrative is that if you're pro-life, you're misogynistic and you treat women poorly, and if you're a Planned Parenthood or someone who's running an abortion clinic, then we're supposed to believe that you're a very pro-female, and that's the way the narrative always goes. This turns that narrative upside down quite a bit, and I think it might be hard for reporters to figure out how to keep that narrative going if they have stories like this. So with every day that they don't cover it, I think people are fed up and they are naming names and they want answers from these reporters. Why are you covering this up? Our job as reporters is to cover the news, not cover it up. But this has mostly been a cover-up, and I think people are sick and tired of it.